This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1848. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 19th, Andaman Islands, Argentina, Ascension, Bhutan, Canada, China, Cuba, East Turkestan, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Germany, Japan, Kashmir, Madagascar, Mexico, Monaco, Myanmar, Oklahoma, St. Helena, Singapore, Spain, Thailand, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Joe's Jacob in India tells DX India and DX Listening Digest that All India Radio Port Blair has not been heard for some time. On October 12th, I contacted the station and was informed they are temporarily off the air from shortwave due to shortage of spare parts. That's 4760 at night and 7390 daytime. Their medium wave and FM transmitters are on air as usual. It so happens there is another station on 4760 in a region of India, namely Leh, Kashmir. So now's a good time to try to hear that with Port Blair not in the way. The schedule for it, he says, signs on at 0130 Sundays or 0213 weekdays until 0430. And in the evenings at 11:30 to 16:30 UT. The middle Saturday and Sunday of October, RAI, Argentina to the World, still missing from both frequencies on weekends, 15.345 variable and 11.710.6 variable. However, on weekdays, they are operating, including English, at 18 UT on the 15 MHz channel and at 03 on the 11 MHz. Ron Howard in California was hearing both PBS Bhutan and the Voice of Shangri-La, PBS Yunnan China on 6035. They insist on using the same frequency from the same region. October 19th, both of them went off the air at 1200 UT. Bhutan was playing pop songs, including something by Bob Dylan. During his October 15th online DX session, Gilles Letourneau in Montreal mentioned hearing VFF. Iqaluit, Nunavut, with weather broadcasts on 6507 USB. The schedule is 2235 to 2315 UT, among other times. In the IB list, you'll find several other broadcasts on 6507. VFF transmits also from Coral Harbor on the same frequency. Actually, he had heard it the previous day, October 14th at 2315. The other times in the IB list for Iqaluit are 0205 to 230, 1410 to 1430, and 1705 to 1745, while Iqaluit radio via Coral Harbor, 6507, is at 110 to 130, 205 to 230, 1320 to 1400, and 1705 to 1745. Bruce Churchill in California, who makes good use of remote receivers as well as his own, filed this report about it. The weather broadcast from VFF 6507 Upper was heard 16 October from the Perseus site in Madrid, but not heard from Edmonton, his home location in Fallbrook, California, or other receivers in North America except for Detroit. There was a female announcer in French from 2253 with a weak signal. As near as I could tell, the broadcast ceased at 2303. He also heard the broadcast from Coral Harbor at 0117 from Detroit with a fair signal, with a male announcer in English, followed by female in French at 0119. The opening announcement repeated three times, similar to coastal stations in Vietnam. The signal improved to good toward the end of the broadcast at 0129. Rich Ray, near Chicago, reported good copy from VFF, October 18th at 2245 on 6507. Woman with weather in English, strong at times. And another report from Bruce Churchill on October 18th. VFF finally broke through from Coral Harbor on 6507 Upper, from 0111 tune with a man in English and a woman in French, at 01:23 until off at 01:38, well beyond the nominal closing time of 1:30. Signal was quite weak, even weaker than from an earlier log via Perseus site in Madrid, Spain, varying between barely audible S1 and occasionally peaking to a weak S2 for short periods. The best site thus far for reception has been from Detroit Perseus site in the 01:10 time slot. The station is tougher to log from most sites than one might imagine. And one more report, this from Stephen Wood in Massachusetts. A fair signal, October 19th at 01:20. Woman reading weather for various locations. And in French at 01:22 with a positive ID. Signal level S4 to 5 with moderate static but significant fades. Some distortion. Atmospheric made audio a bit difficult to understand, despite overall very poor conditions. When he was not hearing the Canadian broadcasters from Toronto or Newfoundland, which are otherwise regularly heard. The IB schedule shows a number of other frequencies for Iqaluit radio. By the way, in case you don't know, it's IQALUIT. I've frequently looked for it on the 2 MHz band, where I think it would be a neat catch, but so far, no luck, on 2514 or 2582 kHz. The other frequencies for voice broadcasts are 4363, 5803, 6218.6, and 8416.5. And some of these are from other sites than the two I mentioned. And furthermore, there's some other frequencies where they transmit in facsimile, presumably weather maps. But something is very wrong at CHU, Canada's time signal station. October 19th at 05:48, I checked 7850 and found dead air, no pips, no nothing, but the carrier was still on, the same on 3330. The third frequency inaudible that time of night, 14670, but the next day at 1412 and still at 2101, 14670 and 7850 were both transmitting, but no modulation. Time standing still at CHU. Along with Bhutan, I mentioned a few minutes ago, here's Ron Howard's report on 6035 PBS Yunnan, China. October 13th, he heard some English IDs as Voice of Shangri-La at 1130 and 1139, mixing with Bhutan, off the air at 1200. October 15th, however, there was classical orchestral music until off at 1223, when Bhutan was already off the air. On October 18th, more classical music, but it went off at 12:06, and October 19th, off at 1200. Bill Tilford previews from the Isle of Music for October 25th, a feast of Cuban vocal music with Los Banban for dessert, from beautiful harmonies to stunning a cappella imitations of instruments, Cuba's best vocal groups are a delight. Our October 25th program offers a few of them, along with special guest Luz Divina Reyes, director of Vocal Ele, including a little Los Banban from the 90s, so come to listen and stay to dance, he says, on WBCQ UT Tuesday at midnight to 01 on 7490. Also on Channel 292 Germany, 6070, Tuesday at 19 UT. By the way, he says the Channel 292 transmission will stay at the same UT even after summertime is over in Europe, while on WBCQ, of course, it will shift one real UT hour later to start at 0100 from November 6th. On October 15th at 1552 UT, Tudor Vidiano in Romania wondered what he was hearing on 1521 kHz. It sounded like jamming, and also an hour later. This led to a lot of speculation that it could be the Saudi Arabian transmitter, perhaps being jammed by Yemen, if they're involved with that. But further research, Kai Ludwig in Germany says, there's a sweep from 0 to 1,000 hertz in exactly 1 second, very much like a test tone rather than jamming. Could it be a sign of life from the Saudi Arabian 2-megawatt transmitter that had been missing for some weeks? However, on October 16th at 1917, Kai Ludwig in Germany says, now they're modulating with traditional Chinese music nonstop. I read that CRI Russian was missing from 1521 for some time, so it's pretty obvious that the presumed equipment replacement took place in China. How is the signal now in Russia, considering its almost sensational level in Central Europe? Mauno Ritola in Finland agrees, yes, it must be CRI in Urumqi reactivated after many months of silence. That, of course, is in East Turkestan, also site of many shortwave transmitters. More on the Eritrean-Ethiopian radio war, that is, Ethiopia jamming Eritrea. I was hearing the wideband DRM-style noise jamming October 14th at 0353, ranging from 7175 to 7195 over 20 kilohertz. But the center of that would be 7185, implying that Eritrea shifted up from 7175, although I could not detect any AM carrier amid the noise. But Torsten Hallman confirmed that Eritrea was on 7185 the evening of October 13th. He said the jamming usually ends about 1700. I suspect the jam meters are more needed against VOA by 1730 on higher frequencies. Then the other Eritrean frequency, which had been about 7145.6, was also hit by jamming, but not quite as wideband, at 0355 October 14th, from 7140 to 7150. And the AM carrier detected amid it was instead at 36 hertz above 7145. On October 13th, between 1813 and 1820, I checked the Voice of America Amharic frequencies for reception and for DRM jamming. 15785 had a carrier and some jamming. 15630 had the best signal of VOA, but I could also hear jamming. 13860, just barely audible carrier and jamming. 12140, a carrier. 12110, nothing heard. 11720, a just barely audible carrier. The transmitter sites were probably Wolferton, Lampertheim, Thailand, and Kuwait. Oh, there is one more frequency, 15700, which Torsten Hallman in Germany says was the only one not being jammed. More bad news emerging from the B-16 schedules now available from HFCC, going into effect October 30th. Stephen Luce in Texas points out that for Deutsche Welle, only one single hour of English is shown at 16 UT on seven frequencies, some of them alternates. The morning English transmissions are gone. The five frequencies for English at 16 to 17 will be 9820 from South Africa, 15290, 15315, and 17690 from France, and 17710 from UAE. None of them on favorable beams for North America, but we might be able to hear the ones from France. From Ivo Ivanov, the current frequencies for Seabreeze, Shokaze from Japan, about North Korean abductions as of October 12th. At 13 to 14 UT on 5935, at 16 to 17 UT on 5915, replacing 6090, including English on Thursdays only on both of those, while the all-Japanese broadcast in between at 1405 to 1435 has moved from 7325 to 5985, where it collides with Myanmar. I kept checking for Madagascar World Voice on its scheduled frequencies, but not hearing them for some weeks, until finally, October 16th at 2340, there was something under Cuba on 9535, probably their Chinese service. And then I heard MWV definitely on some further scheduled broadcasts, English after midnight UT on 9600, Spanish after 0200 on 6190, and English after 0400 on 9480. On October 18th, I confirmed them back for the other English broadcast at 18 UT on 17640. Also Arabic after 19 on 11945, Arabic after 20 UT on 13710, Chinese after 21 on 11615, quite a good signal there. Arabic on 11770 after 22 UT. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 1848. Our website brings you a lot more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Tom McLaughlin in Lubbock, Texas, in annual memory of Gigi Lytle. He sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. On 580 kHz, UT Friday, October 14th at 0403, I came across an old-time radio drama show in Spanish. It's called Chucho el Roto. I soon found this on the schedule of the station I thought it would be, XEMU in Piedras Negras, Coahuila, and did a little more research on Chucho el Roto. Chucho is a diminutive for Jesus, but I assume they never apply it to Cristo. Chucho el Roto was a Mexican bandit active in the late 19th century, whose life story was the basis of a number of books, plays, and other media. His real name was Jesus Arriaga. This is from Wikipedia. XEW carried out a version of Chucho el Roto as the final long radio novella transmitted by the station, with more than 3,200 episodes over an 11-year period. So, from this brief DX log, I, and perhaps you, have gained a learning experience. Christian Guibaudot in Nice has some bad news from Monaco. Radio Maria France will cease its broadcasts on medium wave from Col de la Madone on the Monaco frequency, 1467 kHz, on October 30th. Radio Maria will remain on FM 88.2 in Monaco, and especially DAB Plus from Montangel. For the moment, he thinks 1467 will remain silent, like 702 kHz. However, Transworld Radio, also on 1467 from Rumul in the evening, will remain on the air. Ron Howard reports on the programming on Myanmar Radio 5985. On Monday, October 17th, I finally found the new schedule for the Radio Australia-produced English for Business on 5985 from 12:15 to 12:35. It was Lesson 16, A Presentation. This program would be sometime during the 12 to 13 UT segment on Monday and Wednesday. The exact timing varied somewhat. Based on some of my recent observations, he says Myanmar Radio 5985 also has the following: VOA Special English on Wednesday during a portion of 1530 to 1600. NHK's Friends Around the World on Thursday and Friday, also between 1530 and 16. NHK also produces a radio drama in the Burmese language for Myanmar Radio, but I'm not sure of the schedule. Then on Wednesday, October 19th, he did hear a repeat of the Lesson 16, a presentation, a repeat of the Monday show from Australia, between 12:35 and 12:55. However, there was strong North Korean pulsating noise jamming until 12:51, which was warming up for Shokaze 5985. Over the weekend, October 15th and 16th, from KSPI, Stillwater, Oklahoma, 780 kHz, I was hearing nothing but rock music instead of the usual sports talk. Have they changed their format? The IDs were for Pete94.3, that's P-E-T-E, a reference to a stupid ballgame mascot. 94.3 is a translator they've acquired, the real call sign, K232FI. But what's become of sports talk? Well, they still have some sports talk, such as Monday morning after a rough start at 9 a.m., but still playing a lot of music. Perhaps they've conceded to the crosstown competition from Triple Play Sports Radio on 1020 and two other frequencies. British Ham Bill, G0VDE, was planning to visit St. Helena now that it's easily accessible with a new airport. Except, according to a report in Southgate via Mike Terry, the airport still has continuing serious problems and it is still not possible to land sensibly sized aircraft like 737s. He says planned flights in May, June, and October by Atlantic Star have been canceled. Comair flights from South Africa have likewise not started. It's a total mess, and the UK government is being accused of building a 250-megapound white elephant of an unusable airfield, all due to strong winds and wind shear. The boat RMS St. Helena was due to retire at the end of July, but it's been kept in operation for about another year, as it's obviously the only way of accessing the island. Maybe the only silver lining is that ZD7 will get rarer and any future visit would be popular. We can say goodbye to good reception from Spain on 17855 in North America, the B-16 schedule. Via Pedro Sedano shows they're going back to 9690 like the previous B season, which doesn't really propagate in the North American weekend mornings starting at 15 UT, but does become usable in the afternoons at 19 until 23. Alokesh Gupta forwards a story from the Sunday Times of Sri Lanka to DX South Asia. An economic and tourism development zone is to come up at the 410-acre Voice of America broadcasting facility site at Iranavila, which caused a major local and international problem for Sri Lanka during the 1990s. The U.S. Information Agency has agreed to return the land to the present government even before the expiry date of the lease agreement, says a memorandum submitted by the Ministry of National Policies and Economic Affairs. The death of King Bhumibol of Thailand led to some disruptions in the shortwave broadcasting, but they were more or less back to normal scheduling as of October 15th. The best time to hear English over here is 12:30 UT on 9390, and in Europe, the same frequency at 19 until 2000. Ham radio circles were quick to point out that King Bhumibol was an amateur holding the number one call sign in Thailand, HS1A, but I wonder how active he had been. I frequently tune across the ISM band, 13550 to 13570, straining to hear any CW Hyfer beacons. They're very low power, but I hadn't heard any since August, but finally on October 14th, around 1446 UT, I was hearing three of them. On 13564 GNK, which is from Madison, Wisconsin. On 13565 K6FRC from California. And on 13558 MTI from Stone Mountain, Georgia. The revived VOA Creole language broadcast for Haiti at 20 to 2030 UT on 15220 and 11720 lasted only 5 days, as confirmed by Kim Elliott. The final broadcast was on October 14th. And we're glad to hear that the Greenville site did not get any damage from the hurricane or from flooding. Charlie Harlick notes improved reception from Voice of America in eastern North America on 15580. Quality programming, he says, including news on the hour at 19 UT. This is the Botswana site all the way from 17 until 22 UT, according to registrations. However, starting in B16, 1 hour will be moved back to Greenville at 21 to 22 UT. Meanwhile, on weekdays, we can hear the African Beat music program at 20 until 21. I had not heard from the new owner of KJES, John Gorski, for about 3 months, so I inquired and got this reply from him October 19th. Much has been going on here, but not for the best. I have been having chest pains, he says, for most of the summer. I finally decided to go to the ER and get it checked out. They ended up doing open-heart surgery on me August 31st, a quadruple bypass. I'm still having some problems with the surgery, so things with KJES have been on hold. However, I have storage space for the radio equipment and will begin the disassembly of the equipment as soon as I can get things in order with the mover. The folks at the Lord's Ranch have other uses for the KJES transmitter building. I found a 320-acre site near Deming, New Mexico. So as soon as I can get the purchase complete, we will begin construction on a building at the new site. I wish I had more to add, but the surgery has left me with some complications, and I've not been able to do much. I hope that will change soon, says John Gorski, owner of KJES. On Saturday and Sunday, October 15th and 16th, WWRB was missing from 15240 for the usual Radio Mananse clandestine broadcast to Uganda between 16 and 19 UT. And they were also missing from their only other frequency lately, 5050, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday evenings into UT Tuesdays. So, what's going on at WWRB? I have not got a reply by email from Dave France, and Lou Johnson says he's not answering the phone either. I finally ran across some programming I enjoyed listening to on WTWW. It was UT Sunday, October 16th at 0125 on 5085, some theater organ music. This was toward the end of the program, however. It was by Bob Heil, who is also an amateur, but he's quite an organ aficionado. Even has his own Wurlitzer-type theater organ. It remains to be heard whether this will be a regular slot for the programming at 0100 UT Sundays. Let us hope so. Rick Barton in the Arizona desert near Phoenix laments that his 1580 channel is occupied again. It had been the 50-kilowatt Disney station KMIK until they bailed out. Now it's KHEP, which was formerly on 1280. During the day, October 14th, he was hearing a lot of religious revival music in a powerhouse signal using the slogan The Trumpet, which is or was the one on KXEG 1280. It's not clear yet whether this is under the new construction permit to downgrade its night power from 50 kilowatts directional to 95 watts non-directional. In any event, still be 50 kilowatts non-directional in the daytime. During October, the official sunrise and sunset times in Universal are 1300 and 0130. Later, he was hearing just open carrier, so maybe they're just testing and not ready for full operation yet. ABDX Scott Feibusch clarifies the situation. The power decrease was the result of a site change. When Disney sold KMIK, its site in Tempe was deteriorating and had become worth more for development than for AM radio. So the buyer, which also owns KXEG 1280, moved 1580 to the 1280 site in Phoenix, which has only one tower, and thus cannot operate at more than 95 watts at night for 1580. Unlike the previous weekend, on October 15th and 16th, around 13 UT, I was only hearing barely audible carriers on 13680 and 11680, making me wonder if Voice of Hope Africa was still operating on the nominal schedule, that is 12 to 17 UT on 13680 Saturdays and Sundays. They've been a bit more reliable for the weekday broadcast starting at 0500 on 11680. A press release from the DRM Consortium via Mike Terry tells us of some special DRM test broadcasts on shortwave from October 20th to 24th, one for a meeting of the Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union held in Bali, the transmission via Singapore 11995 between 05 and 07 UT, also something on medium wave. And the Caribbean Broadcasting Union is meeting in Havana, Cuba, October 24th to 27th. DRM tests for that are on October 24th and 25th at 12 to 14 UT on 21720 via Ascension. From SARL via Southgate via Mike Terry, a reminder that the Orion and Meteor shower peaks the night of October 20th into 21st with up to 20 meteor trails per hour. So try to DX something on VHF. The propagation outlook from Boulder. Geomagnetic storms from October 22nd to November 1st, peaking at G2 levels of 35 and 6, ANK indices, October 24th to 26th, the same dates when solar flux dips to only 70. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1848.